Hi, we want to welcome you to our Christmas Eve service. Of course, we know this is a little different this year with COVID. We're so used to getting together and meeting in person. We hope that you and your family are staying safe, and we hope that we can join in on this Christmas Eve as we light our last Advent candle, and that we can have a time of praise. Well, so this is a little different, and we've Phil, of course, is a rocker from the past, and he doesn't get enough chances in our regular service to use his distortion pedal. So tonight, we wanted to do something a little different and add a little more of a rocking feel to our Christmas. And so these courses and hymns you will know, of course, but we're going to add a little bit of that rock feel to it. So join us and sing along from home. This is Go Tell It on the Mountain. And he is the reason that we celebrate this season. We are so glad that Christ came to be our Savior and the Savior of the world. This next one, we've added again another little twist to it. It's called O Little Town of Bethlehem. Sing along with us.
I
that's fun. That's different. I can guarantee you've never heard it like that before. This next one, of course, is an old favorite. It's called Silent Night. And again, just one of our classics that we sing each year. Let's sing it out. This next one is called O Come, Emmanuel. And that's what the whole Advent season has been about, our preparing our hearts for the birth of our Savior and King. We hope that you would still cry out to him to come in your life even today. Let's sing it out.
Thank you.
Well, we want to sing this one as we finish up and before we light our candles. Again, a Christmas favorite for many, Away in a Manger. This time we're going to have Lola come, and we are going to light our Advent candles and, of course, light our Christmas Christ candle. Advent hope moves us. Advent love leads us. Advent joy stirs us. And Advent peace gives us calm. And with all of those, we affirm King Jesus. It is time to set aflame the Advent flame for Christ. And we declare as a church that we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem of Judea. He was the long-awaited Messiah whose coming was prophesied. The same Jesus lives today in our hearts, and he deserves our highest praise. In Jesus Christ, we have hope, we have love, we have joy, and we have peace. Rejoice, for our Savior is born. Let's pray together. Father, I want to say thank you for Christmas and for this idea that you would come to our rescue, that you would come as a vulnerable babe and you would live a life that we could never live. And you would give us teachings that would transform our world. And Lord, we thank you for what you've done in each of our lives. We thank you for your life. But Lord, we thank you that the story didn't end there. That you are the one who took upon yourself our punishment. You took upon yourself our cross so that the penalty for our sin would be paid. And Lord, we thank you for your death and for your resurrection and for the victory that you share with us. And so, Lord, this Christmas we rejoice and we say thank you for being all that we need. We pray a blessing upon our county. We pray a blessing upon every family. And Lord, we ask that we would feel your presence this season and into the new year to come. Go before us, we pray, and we pray all these things in the incredible name of Jesus Christ. Amen.